I am deeply grateful for the confidence President Obama and Secretary Kerry have entrusted in me with this nomination.
Pamela Spradlin senatorlarga O'zbekistonning AQSh uchun ahamiyatli jihatlarini tushuntirib berar ekan, uni Markaziy Osiyo yuragidagi davlat deb atadi. Tinch, farovon, demokratik va tolerant jamiyat sifatida shakllansa, nafaqat o'zi va qo'shnilari, balki butun dunyo, jumladan AQSh ham faqat foyda ko'radi, dedi diplomat.
Uzbekistan is an important partner in our ongoing efforts to help neighboring Afghanistan reach its full potential.
O'zbekiston qo'shni Afg'onistonni rivojlantirishda yaqin hamkor, dedi Spradlin. Uning qayd etishicha, mamlakatning katta qismini, xususan Kobulni elektr quvvati bilan ta'minlamoqda. Afg'onistonni tashqi dunyo bilan bog'laydigan yagona temir yo'li ham O'zbekistondan o'tadi. Respublika shimoliy ta'minot tizimi xalqaro koalitsiyaga yuk tashiladigan yo'nalishning muhim qismi. Ekstremizm va qoradori savdosiga qarshi kurash, chegara xavfsizligini ta'minlash va inson savdosi singari muammolarga nisbatan chora ko'rishda O'zbekiston va Amerika yaqindan ishlashi kerak, dedi elchi. Hozirgi hamkorlikni kengaytirish lozim. Respublikaga Amerikadan sarmoya oqimini oshirish mumkin, lekin buning uchun O'zbekiston tizimini isloh qilish kerak, dedi diplomat.
As ambassador to the Kyrgyz Republic, I have highlighted the importance of nurturing nascent democratic institutions, civil society groups, and a free and open media.
Qirg'izistonda demokratiyani targ'ib qilgan elchi nazarida taraqqiyot fuqaro jamiyati, erkin matbuot va oshkoralik talab qiladi. Inson huquqlari, qonun ustuvorligi va uzviy erkinliklarni tashviq qilish muhim vazifa, dedi Spradlin. Tasdiqlansam, O'zbekiston hukumatini xalqaro qonunlarni hurmat qilishga, xalqaro majburiyatlarini ado etishga chaqiraman, dedi diplomat. 2 yil oldin AQSh senatorlari O'zbekiston rahbari Islom Karimovni siyosiy mahbuslarni ozod eting deya undab, panjara ortidagi qattiq insonlar taqdiriga e'tibor qaratgan edi. Spradlin mana shu masalani tilga olib, Karimov ma'muriyati bilan qator nozik masalalar, jumladan qiynoqlar, asossiz qamash hollari, bolalar mehnati, muxolifat va fuqaro jamiyatiga cheklovlar va diniy erkinlik yuzasidan muloqot olib borish niyatida ekanini aytadi.
I know from my past experience on Central Asian affairs that progress on some of the issues will not be easy. If confirmed, I am fully committed to working with members of Congress.
Markaziy Osiyodagi tajribamdan kelib chiqib, shuni bilamanki, ijobiy o'zgarishlar qilish oson emas. Elchilikka tasdiqlansam, Kongress, ijroiya organi va O'zbekiston xalqi bilan yaqindan ishlab, inson huquqlari va iqtisodiy islohotlar kabi murakkab sohalarda konkret progress bo'lishi uchun xizmat qilaman, dedi Spradlin. O'zbekiston xalqi bilan bevosita aloqaga kirishib, xalq diplomatiyasi, ta'limiy almashinuvlar va hamjihatlik yo'lidagi harakatlarimizni kuchaytiramiz, deydi u.
Ambassador Spradlin, talk a little bit about the current status of sort of democratization and human rights in Uzbekistan. In particular, I'm always interested whether US and other international based NGOs are able to operate freely in the country, if you could address that.
Demokrat senator Tim Kaine, mintaqa bo'yicha quyi qo'mita raisi, AQShda asoslangan nohukumat tashkilotlarning O'zbekistondagi faoliyati haqida so'radi.
We are aware that there are a number of groups such as Human Rights Watch and Freedom House and so on that previously operated in Uzbekistan and have not been able to do so for a number of years.
Spradlinning javobi shuki, ular cheklangan. Jumladan Freedom House va Human Rights Watch singari huquq tashkilotlari chiqarib yuborilgan. AQSh demokratik instituti hamon o'z idorasiga ega va bu oz bo'lsa-da umid beradi, dedi Spradlin. Obama ma'muriyati bu boradagi muammolarni Karimov rahbariyati bilan muhokama qilib keladi, dedi.
I'm aware of some reports that that anticipate a possible retirement of the president Karimov and that there could be some kind of internal power struggle among political elites.
Senator Kaine O'zbekiston prezidenti atrofidagi mashmashalarga ishora qilib, hokimiyat uchun kurash avj olib, vaziyat izdan chiqishi mumkinmi? Bunday xavotirga asos bormi, deb so'radi.
Well, I would say that political stability is really at the top of Uzbekistan's priorities. It has been led by Islom Karimov since the
Pamela Spradlin taxminlar haqida gapirishni istamadi. Karimov o'zini barqarorlik kafolati deb bilishini qayd etdi xolos. Senator Kaine energetika masalasini ham ko'tardi va bu boradagi ahvol bilan qiziqdi. Elchining ta'kidlashicha, O'zbekiston global energetika bozorida Turkmaniston yoki Ozarbayjonchalik hissaga ega emas. Yevropadagi talab haqida gap ketganida ham asosiy o'ringa qo'yilmaydi. O'zbekiston gazining katta xaridori Xitoy, dedi Spradlin. Rossiya ham yirik hamkor edi, biroq vaziyat hozir ancha o'zgargan. Rossiya va Xitoy bilan aloqalar qanday, deya so'raydi senator Kaine.
How would you characterize the current relationships between Uzbekistan and Russia on one hand and Uzbekistan and China on the other?
I would say the most important thing about Uzbekistan as a state is that it highly values its sovereignty and its independence.
O'zbekiston uchun suverenitet, mustaqillik bag'oyat muhim va kim bilan qanchalik hamkorlik qilishni bu davlatning o'zi belgilashni xohlaydi, dedi Spratlin. Karimov juda ehtiyotkor, pixini yorgan siyosatchi, deya ta'riflaydi diplomat. Masalan, Rossiya bosimiga bosh egishni xohlamay, kollektiv xavfsizlik shartnomasi tashkilotidan chiqib ketdi. Xitoy bilan iqtisodiy rishtalar kuchaymoqda. Pekinning bu boradagi roli mustahkam, deydi u. Rossiya ham iqtisodiy jihatdan juda muhim davlat. Bizneslar bor. Shuningdek, u yerda ishlayotgan o'zbekistonliklar vatanga pul yuborib, iqtisodiyotga salmoqli hissa qo'shmoqda, deydi elchi. Senatdagi tinglovda Markaziy Osiyoda suv taqsimoti dolzarb masala ekani ham ta'kidlandi.
Well, Senator, yes, you have touched on one of the most sensitive questions in the region right at the moment. Uzbekistan is a downstream country.
AQSh tomonlarini hamjihatlik va murosaga undab kelmoqda, deydi diplomat. Washington xolis pozitsiyada turishi kerak va elchi sifatida Pamela Spratlin bu nozik masalada dialogga chaqirmoqchi. Navbahor Imamova, Washington.